A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuvas Daf Chaf, Ksuvas 20a, pagination is 39. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about 9 lines. Tuf Resh at the end of a line, Tanu Rabbanon. We have a concept in general that when a person records a fact that he would like to serve as testimony, generally it does not work. Because mipihem velo mipiksavam. Testimony has to be done verbally and not through the written word. There is an exception that we've been dealing with over here in the Mishnah, which is a shtar, a document which is signed by witnesses, is a form of getting testimony to Beis Din in a written form. The other example of written testimony is explored in our Gemara, and it is describing someone who took notes on an event so that it should jar his memory at a later date. But what we're dealing with is that it actually does jar his memory, and he then recalls the facts and the events, but he's not allowed to say testimony simply because he has it in his notes in that way. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Kosev Adam Edusa al Hashtar, a person may write his testimony on a document, umeid oleho, and then say testimony about it, afilu la'acha kama shanim, even after many years. Omer Rav Huna says, Vusha Zochro me atzmo, provided that he really remembers it on his own. Rab Yochanan Omer, Rab Yochanan says, Afal Pisha in Zochro me atzmo, even if he did not remember it on his own, but only after he looked at the written word, he's able to remember it. That also is acceptable, as long as when he ultimately says it in Beis Din, it's from his own memory. Amar Rabba said, Shema mino mid Rabbi Yechanan, from this that Rabbi Yechanan said, we can learn, Hani be terei diyadi sahadusa, if two people knew testimony, manchi chad minayu, and one of them forgot the information, mitker chad l'chavrei, the other one is allowed to remind him, provided that once he's reminded, he indeed remembers. That's acceptable. Says the Gemara, Iboyeluhu. They had a question. Atzmo mai. What happens if the Baal Din, the litigant himself, is reminding the witness so that he should remember? Rav Chaviva Omar Afilu Atzmo. Rav Chaviva held even the litigant himself is allowed to remind him. Marbrei de Ravashi Amar Atzmo Lo. Marbrei de Ravashi says the litigant that's going too far, if the litigant is making you think that you remember, that's not acceptable. V'hilchasa, but the way we paskin, is Atzmo Lo, generally the litigant cannot be the person who reminds you, but V'itzuber me'rabbananhu, if the witness we're dealing with is a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, afilu atzmo, even the litigant can be the one to remind him. And this is yet another example that a Tzurba Merabonon, a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, is not just about scholarship. It's about integrity and an ethical standard, such that even if we were worried what would happen or what it would look like if the witness is being reminded by the litigant to remember the testimony, by a Tzurba Merabonon, by a Talmud Chacham, we have no such concern. Ki hadu Ravashi, it's like the story about Ravashi, have a yadile besadusa l'Ravkana, who knew testimony for Ravkana, but he forgot what it was all about. Omale and Ravkana told him, Midachir mar hay sahadusa, do you remember this testimony? Amar lei lo, he told him no. Don't you remember this is the way it happened? I don't remember. At the end, Ravashi did remember, and he came forward to say the testimony. He saw that Rav Kana was getting very nervous from what he was doing, because he thought that a less than honest testimony was being said on his behalf, because until then Ravashi kept saying he didn't remember. Amalei Ravashi told him, Misavris Allah kosamichna. Do you really think that I relied on you? I'm saying testimony because you told me to. Anav hudramoi anafshai v'idkiri. I paid attention enough to myself. I started thinking, introspective. I tried to think, did I remember? And then I remembered. And again, by a tzurba merabonon, by a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to trust him that his mind is not playing games on him, and that he does indeed remember. Now, the Gemara in the beginning of our discussion indicated the case of remembering something was from one's own notes. And from those notes, a person was able to remember the testimony. We find that writing notes, personal notes, was a practice that was implemented in remembering Torah. We find that the Rambam, in his Akhtoma to Yad HaChazaka, to Mishneh Torah, the Rambam writes, Mimos Moshe Rabbeinu ve'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from the time of Moshe until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah, Lo Chibru Chibur, they never had a work, a volume, a book, Shemalam Demoso Barabim, that they would publicly teach from, B'Torah Shebal Peh, in the oral law. The Rambam is trying to explain what exactly changed with the production of the Mishnah. And the Rambam writes, B'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, Rosh Bezdin Onavi, the leader of the generation, Kosev La'atzmo, would write for himself notes, Zichron HaShemuos Sheshama Meirabosov, to remember the statements that he heard from his Rabbeim. V'malamed al peh barabim, but when he would teach it, it would always be orally. And everybody was able to write for himself his own personal notes, kifi kocho, according to his ability, from these different explanations as he heard from his Rebbe. But it was never published. It was never an official book, because after all, it was oral law. But what they were doing is very much like what is described in our Gemara regarding testimony. They were marking down whatever facts they needed so that they could later be reminded what it is that they were looking to remember. And the same way that a person cannot go say testimony from what was written, it actually had to remind him. Similarly, in their time, it was still Torah Shebal Peh. It was oral law. And he was not able to say simply, well, it says in my notes. It has to be that from the notes he was reminded. And then that particular leader of the generation would be able to teach that teaching. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.